a lot of people sort of see me, and it's been, kids have been absolutely loving it. They've been egging me on. So yeah, it looks like I've been plugging away sort of 50, 55 miles, 40 mile here and so on. So I think I've got to close to just probably just over 500 miles now over the last sort of few weeks on this. You've only got the one gear in, so it's pretty much all or nothing really. You've got obviously your lower gear for when I do face the uphills, but I am sitting at 8.5 feet tall when I'm pedaling along. So your point of balance is very, very fine. It's got a drum brake as well, so your brakes are very, very limited. And that sounds a bit crazy. It's all well and good riding 2 or 3 miles, which is not a problem. But I'll be riding up to sort of 55, 60 miles within sort of 3.5, 4 hours. And it really does, like, it's, I would say, 5 or 6 times harder than riding a normal bike on your body and on your legs. I'm set off at midnight. I have got a support... which is GP Garden Services, which is Greg Palmer. He's going along with my dad, so he's got a trailer with another double-decker bike in the back, just in case I've any issues. I've got one that I can just continue on with. And yeah, so the midnight thing is just to keep out of traffic's way if I can. There's a lot of little back roads. I've got about 2 hours coming out of the valley of just climbing up hills, and then I've got probably about 5 or 6 hours where you're sort of going out over the fens and a bit more of a straighter stretch, no hills. But then unfortunately, the last 2 hours, they're uphill again. So that'll be the big test, is that last 2 hours to try and reach Mablethorpe.